Chazal defined for us the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah as a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. As a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. What's supposed to register upon us in the Pirsumei Nisa, according to the Rambam, is as follows. Chazal defined the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah as a mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. The Rambam writes, "Hanaviim in Bezdin Tiknu v'tzivu likros HaMegillah be'onasa kidei lahazkir shvachav shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu u'tshuos she'osa lanu v'hoyakarov l'shu'enu kidei levorchu u'lahalalo u'kidei lahodiyah l'doros havoyim She'emes ma'ashev tichonu v'atoru ki migoy godol eshelo Elohim krovim elov kashem alukeinu v'chol kareinu elov. So according to the Rambam, the Pirsumei Nisa is only accomplished if we understand that the tefillah v'tzibur served as a catalyst for the neis, that the neis came about in response to the tzom uvechi throughout the world, throughout Klal Yisrael, when the word of the Gezeirah was heard, that the neis came about because of the lech knosis kol ha-yehudim. So the pshat in Pirsumei Nisa is that Chazal introduced that we should publicize the miracle, but the miracle needs to be understood. It needs to be understood as a manifestation of the haftocha that the Torah records in Parshas Vaschanan of Umigoy Godol, Asher Lo Elohim Krovim Elov, Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elov. The Rambam gets this idea from the Gemara in Megillah Yud Aleph. The Gemara beginning on Yud Amid Beis tells us the different Amoraim before they would begin darshaning the Megillah. So they gave a type of introduction, a little bit of a hakdama. So Rav Masna's hakdama was Rav Masna Amar Mehocha, and he quotes this pasuk Ki Migoy Godol, and that's the Rambam. Understood and elaborated that line in the Gemara. The Rambam famously writes at the end of Perek Beis of Hilchos Megillah that Mutav Laharbos B'matonos Evyonim B'matnos Evyonim Milaharbos B'sudosu B'shiluach Manos L'Reyov She'en Sham Simcha Gedola U'mefu'ara Ela Sameach Lev Aniyim V'yesomim ואלמנוס וגרים שהמשמח לב המלולם האלו דומה לשכינה שנאמר להחיוס רוח שפלים ולהחיוס לב נתקוים. So you see from this Rambam that all three of the mitzvahs, not only Seudas Purim but Shalach Manos and Matanos Lavyonim, are all kiyumim of simcha. You can only rank mitzvahs, if you're trying to triage, as the Rambam is for us in allocating our Purim budget, you can only triage on the basis of simcha if all the mitzvahs are intended as kiyumim of simcha. If the mitzvah of Shalach Manos isn't a kiyum of simcha, so what? That as simcha, Matanos Avyonim, it trumps Shalach Manos. If all three are fundamentally forms, expressions, kiyumim of simcha, so then you can say that we can figure out how we should triage our Purim budget based on which is the highest and greatest form of simcha. So all the mitzvahs hayom are mitzvahs of simcha. They all express, generate cyclically simcha. Now, in general, whenever we have a mitzvah simcha, be it Purim, Yimei Mishnah, v'simcha, according to the Rambam, the Pshat, and the Pasuk, is that Kol al v'hodah mefaret, Yimei Mishnah, v'simcha, and then the Pasuk goes on to mention Shalach Manos and Matanos Levyonim, meaning spelling out, fleshing out what the simcha entails. But whenever you have a mitzvah simcha, so again, simcha is to rejoice. There are nihugim associated with it, but there's also a certain mindset. So if you tell someone to be happy, you tell someone to rejoice, so you have to be happy about something. You can smile, and you can dance, but. If you're telling someone to be happy, he has to be happy about something. So what exactly, when we're told v'samachta v'chagecha, we're told in Purim that it's Yimei Mishnah v'simcha, so what's the content of the simcha? So of course Rabbi Yeshua, the Gemara quotes that the Rabbi Yeshua says that the way simchas yomtiv is fulfilled is through Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. And the Rambam, with great precision, outlines for us the schedule for Yontav, and the Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem is calibrated very, very carefully, very, very precisely. The Rambam, the entire morning is Lashem, other than a small Seuda, call it Seudat Eser. And the entire afternoon is the Chetzel Lachem, other than davening Mincha, and it's quite clear he calibrates it. The Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem, it fills the entire day, and it's calibrated very carefully. Well, what does the Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem represent? So Yitachin as follows. Moshel Ma'adav Dom. You have a couple is celebrating their anniversary. So they decide that they're gonna go out to a restaurant to celebrate their anniversary. Ella Mai, he likes steak. So for him, a celebration is to go to a restaurant that serves a good steak. She's not interested in steak. I got good salad. So what are you going to do? You go to a steak restaurant, so what kind of celebration is that for the wife? You go to just a salad bar, what kind of celebration is that for the husband? So you have to find a restaurant that's going to serve both steak and salad. And then the bilateral nature of the celebration will be accommodated and will be reflected. So the nimshal, the tochen of Simchas Yom Tov is celebrating Klal Yisrael's special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Celebrating that bris, that special relationship which exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is the Ama Nivchar. HaKadosh Baruch Hu identifies himself, makes himself known to the world as Elokei Yisrael. That special relationship is the tochen of Simchas Yom Tov. That's what we're smiling about. That's what we're dancing about. That's what we're celebrating. And that's what's reflected in the Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. Again, kaviyochol, as the nimshal to that the husband and wife, that both of them should be reflected in the formula for the celebration. But what about Purim? Purim doesn't really follow this pattern of Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem. So maybe whatever we're saying about Yom Tov doesn't really shed any light on Purim. So first of all, Mislam, it would. even if Purim doesn't fit the pattern of Chatzil Hashem, Chatzil Lachem. But there is a very beautiful and rich, in terms of its implications, comment from the Vilna Gaon. I heard this teaching from the Gaon many times from my brother, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, that the Gaon says that the Seuda, that Yom HaKippurim is lacking in its Simchas Yom Tov, is provided for in Purim. And that Purim and Yom HaKippurim, in terms of Simchas Yom Tov, should be seen as one unit. So in light of the Gaon, so in a literal fashion, the model of Chetzel Hashem, Chetzel Lachem really holds true in Purim also. Purim also subscribes to this formula. So the Pashtus is that whenever we have a mitzvah of Simcha, be it the Simchas Yom Tov, the Shalosh Regalim, be it the mitzvah of Simchas Purim, and we want to know what's the tochen of the Simcha, what's the content of the Simcha, what is it that we're happy about, what is it that that's so exhilarating and so uplifting, the Teretz says that we're celebrating that special connection, that special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But within, that's true generally, generically, for, again, the mitzvah simcha of the Shalosh Regalim, mitzvah simchas Purim, but then, mistoma, the pshat is that within each of the Yomim Tovim, Purim, there's also a special, there's also a specific element of that relationship which is underscored. That on Shavuos, again, we, as is true for the Shalosh Regalim, as is true for Purim, we're celebrating the Simcha, the bilateral Simcha is on this relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with a special emphasis on Torah, on Matan Torah. And on Purim, the special element, the element which is underscored of that relationship, is the Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elov. And that's sort of the interplay. That's the connection between the Pesumei Nisa of the Mikra Megillah and then the Simcha of the rest of the day being devoted to Simcha. That just as the Rambam tells us there's an omek to the Pesumei Nisa, it's not just to be mefarsem, the fact of the miracle, but it's to be mefarsem, again, the underlying emuna, emes, ma'ashef tichonu v'torah, ki migoy godol eshelo Elohim krov me'elov, kashem elokeinu b'chol korein elov. That's what the nes is, so that's also what the simcha is. The simcha is also on that deeper level, celebrating, again, generally, generically, the special relationship that we enjoy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with calling special attention to its, one of the elements of that special relationship of Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elov, the Koach of Tefillah B'tzibur, Hagam, that Tefillah, as Reb Velbel comments in his Chidushim on Chumash on that posting in Vaschanan, even though clearly Tefillah is a chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu extends to all of mankind, ki beisi beis Tefillah yikorei l'chol ha'amin, but the special koach of Tefillah B'tzibur, so that's ki migoy godol asher lo Elohim krov me'elov kashem Elokeinu b'chol koreinu elov. And in addition, as we celebrate in general terms, again, this bilateral simcha of the special relationship that we enjoy with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's special emphasis on the element of Kashem Elokeinu B'chol Koreinu Elov. For some people, when they have to give a Sichas Musar, so it's difficult. It's difficult to figure out what people need to hear Musar about, to try to... So I avoid those problems. I just look in the mirror and then I have a whole list of things to choose from, and I just choose one of those for the topic for the Musar Shmuz. So I wonder It's true that the focal point of our day is supposed to be this simcha in our relationship, in the special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true that as an independent mitzvah, as a mitzvah bifnei atzma, so that's an avodah that's limited to the Shalosh Regalim, limited to Purim. Rambam writes, "Shor Yomim Tovim," so Yom Nevoim also have a mitzvah simcha. But as a attitude, as a mindset, as a mode of performance, so Hasimcha sheyismach ha'odom ba'aseyas ha'mitzvos u'ba'avos ha'kel sheziva b'hen avoda gedol lehi. What an extraordinary source of simcha it is for a person just to think for a minute of Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu. And one of the suggestions for the Sichas Musa, which bounds back off the mirror, how much of that do we feel? That's simcha. To walk around with a sense of simcha, of Ashreinu Matov Chalkeinu, to come into the Beis Medrash every morning at 9 o'clock with a tremendous sense of simcha, of that special relationship and that special, all the special opportunities and the special level of living that it affords us, such an extraordinary occasion for simcha. And it's perhaps something to think about as we prepare and we make our hachonis for Purim, to what extent we give that simcha its due, and to what extent we focus our kochos on that avoda gedola of hasimcha sheyismach ha'odom ba'asiyas ha'mitzvos u'ba'avos ha'kel.